It's a pleasure to have you listening to my show today. My sincerest desire is for you to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of the coronavirus pandemic, safer. I am Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction, Share Your Mission is the longest-running, single-hosted, and produced spiritually-based radio internet talk show in the country. It has been continuously running for the last 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30-plus different forms and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. Today, we have Peter Rupert as our guest. And Peter is the founder and CEO of iEducation Group, which operates over 75 Fusion and Futures Academies for grades 6 through 12 in a one-student, one-teacher classroom environment. He is a 20-year veteran in the education industry. He's opened over 100 schools and acquired more than 25 others. He's been president and CEO of organizations in the private school, charter school, and early education industries, and sat on his local public school board for 5 years. He lives with his family in Grand Rapids, Michigan. His new book that we're going to be talking about today is called Limitless, 9 Steps to Launch Your One Extraordinary Life. Peter, it's nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Wynn. Great to be here. Appreciate it.
So tell me a little bit about your school system and how you got into it, because it's a little different from what most of the people that are listening today think of when they think of going to school.
Yes, no doubt. I got into education, gosh, it's been almost 23 years ago now, and I started out in the charter school industry working for another company as president of that, and really my first entree in education. I've always been a big education reform advocate, and the opportunity to go work for this charter school organization way back when was really intriguing and exciting for me, and spent a number of years there, 8 years or so, and really was a great experience for me. But what I learned in the charter school world is, as you know, they're one step removed from the public school control and so designed to be innovative and enterprising, et cetera. But as I observed traditional education, and while we were different and in many cases better, in our opinion, we were still kind of the same old mousetrap. And I really felt during my time there that the future of education was going to be much more about personalization, specialization, and individualization. And whichever school models were able to get there first would ultimately have a big opportunity. And so I left that and was in the healthcare industry for a while, but really had the passion to get back into education. And so I decided to raise money to start my own organization and around this, finding models that were innovative and focused on personalization, like I mentioned. And we acquired this tiny little school in San Diego, Solana Beach area called Fusion Academy, just one school. And I saw it from the moment I saw it, I just was so impressed with how personalized everything was and how the school was really built around the needs of their kids versus typically forcing kids into a standard model that says, I'm 12 years old, that means I'm in sixth grade, no matter whether I'm learning at the eighth or ninth grade level or at the third or fourth grade level. And that was the big problem I saw in traditional education. And so this allows us, where every class is taught one teacher, one student, while the student moves from class to class and has a different teacher for each subject, you have that rich environment where our teachers, who do a phenomenal job, are able to provide both a lot of mentoring for kids who may have struggled at their previous school or may have social emotional challenges or just need to be more encouraged, And that mentoring approach, as well as the customized education, so we can move as quickly or as slowly as a student needs in order to master material and ultimately accelerate their learning to achieve their potential. And so started with that one school, and we've been expanding since about 2010. And today we have, like you said in the initial comments, almost 80 schools across the country that provide this private school education in this one-to-one environment.
So do you do this online with Zoom or something like that?
Well, until COVID came, everything was in a face-to-face instruction in buildings. Our schools are smaller, 6th through 12th grade. You know, a big school for us might have 90 or 100 full-time students. And so it's a place where everyone knows each other, all the teachers know the students, and vice versa. And so we are able to really build this kind of family, close-knit environment. But we did, when COVID came, not only did we move all of our existing schools to online using the Zoom format, because in a one-to-one format, that's just in a one-to-one situation, we were still able to provide that great education, albeit now virtually. And we also launched what we call Fusion Global Academy, which we've been working on for a couple of years, and we were able to launch that this summer. And so now we service kids throughout the country, even in areas that we don't have physical schools, and frankly, the world, providing this one-to-one education online through Zoom and equivalent formats.
So for the people who are interested in finding out more about your program, how's the best way of contacting you?
Best way is go to our website at www.fusionacademy.com. We actually have two models. We have a Fusion Academy, and then we have a Futures Academy, which we acquired a few years ago. That's another option, futures.edu. But at fusionacademy.com or the Futures site, you can contact us, and we can answer any questions and help provide you any information on our programs and our schools.
You have a book, it's called Limitless, Nine Steps, that I've been reading. And tell the people about this book, why you wrote it, and give us a quick book report.
Sure. Yeah, well, as someone now who's been in my career for a long time, and I reflected back to those early years when I was in my 20s and 30s, when I was trying to figure it out, if you will. I had some challenges and some frustrating times in some of my business ventures, and I was just trying to understand what is it that made people successful. So I started to read and do a bunch of research on successful people from all walks of life, and I realized pretty quickly as I studied these that so many of these people had similar traits that underlied their future success. And so out of that research, in my early 30s, I created a list of these nine things that were keys to success that I figured I could follow and use it as an inspiration. And I made that list just for myself at the time and put it in my briefcase and carried it with me and referred to it and used it as kind of an inspiration and reminder for me as I pursued my dreams. And then with my oldest son, I have four kids. My oldest son, about 12 years ago, entered middle school. Then I kind of retyped it up, and I laminated it, and put it on my kids' bathroom mirror, thinking that they probably don't want to listen to their old man talk about this all the time, but maybe they could, when they brush their teeth and wash their faces, they could read this and kind of capture it that way. So there it sat for a long time, and then 3 or 4 years ago, we had a leadership conference at my company, and our team did a fireside chat with me, and I talked about this list and actually passed it out to people, and then several people came up to me afterwards and said, hey, you should turn this into a book, and that started the idea. And what I really wanted to do, Wynn, was to create a simple but powerful and easy to follow format. So the book is less than 150 pages. There are nine specific steps that are laid out. At the end of every chapter, I have a list of additional resources. So people who want to dig deeper on a particular trait that I've talked about or a particular step can go watch podcasts or read books that I recommend or whatever that talk more in detail about those topics. And also at the end of each chapter, there's a little bit of a workbook type of format where readers who want to write out things and follow along can do that. And then at my website at PeteRupert.com, I have additional forms. So it's designed so the book can be referred to year after year and time again, and help inspire someone to continue to pursue their dreams and achieve them. So there's additional forms on my website. So it's all designed to be not a one and done, but something that you can quickly read, you can understand. I incorporate a lot of my own personal stories as well as stories of others, and hopefully give a nice little game plan for someone to indeed launch their one extraordinary life, because that's all we have.
So, Peter, what you're talking about is having a successful life, right?
Exactly. It's not necessarily about a specific career or a certain amount of money. It's about a successful life and an extraordinary life, actually.
Well, it seems to me that there are a number of different things that people would tell you about how to have a successful life. The one that comes to mind to me, and I think it was Winston Churchill, that was giving a speech to a graduating class, and it was very short, and he stood up and said, "Never, never, 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 never quit," and sat down. And it seems to me that the people who never quit ultimately wind up being successful. You're not going to be a failure as long as you're still trying. And so that's what I think about one of the steps of being successful, is to stick with it, show up and stick with it.
That's a great point, Wynn, and that's actually a chapter in my book about never, ever give up. It's chapter 8. But there's so many components to that are important too. But I agree that is so vital, that dedication and commitment. And I talk about the importance of failure in an earlier chapter, and I really believe that failure is the way we best learn. And so often we look at successful people and we put them on a pedestal and we say, oh my gosh, well, he or she always had all the talent and always had all the breaks and never had any trials or tribulations or didn't have any struggles along the way. And that's why they're that successful, and couldn't happen to me because I have this and this and this and this going in my life. And the reality is time and time again, when you peel back the onion on successful people, you find oftentimes the unbelievable obstacles and challenges they faced in their earlier lives. What was unique about all of them as well is not only did they face these challenges and have a bunch of failures, but all of them never, ever gave up. And so Winston Churchill is right on in that particular asset, and that's why it's one of the 9 steps for sure.
Yes. Another point is the title of your book is Limitless, and I think when I try to teach people how to find out what their purpose in life is, that you have to understand that, more or less, you are only limited by what you think your limits are. If you don't have a negative self-talk about, I can't do this or that because I don't have enough education or I don't have enough money or whatever like that, that you can do practically anything that you can dream up. And so I like the title of your book because, more or less, we're all limitless.
Well, yeah, thank you. And that's exactly the point. And it's funny you mentioned that, when, as you probably saw, but in the first chapter of the book is called Win the Battle in Your Head. And I think that's where it all starts. That's why it's chapter 1, because all of us have this negative voice and this positive voice that are in our minds. And I think what happens is too often we allow the negative voice that says you're not good enough, or you have these problems or these issues, and you don't want to take that risk, or you don't want to take that chance, or you don't want to try something new because you're going to fail, or you're going to miss, or it's going to be unsuccessful, or whatever it is that we talk to ourselves about. So many people fail to understand that we all have that negative voice. Even the most successful people in the world have that. But what happens is that the opposite, positive voice, is the one that we can train to have a bigger influence in how we live our life and how we think. And that's the one that says, hey, I'm blessed. I've got a lot of great talents. Despite some of my challenges and frustrations, I'm learning. I can get better. I can pursue my dreams. And so that idea of winning the battle in your head is just so critically important. Because until that, everything else doesn't. If you don't believe you can do it, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't have that fundamental confidence that with work, and I say with work, because you just don't naturally do it, but with work you could be anything you want to be or achieve anything you want. It just isn't going to happen. And related to that, the third chapter is about dreaming big and then making it bigger. And you said earlier about so many people are limited by that negative mindset. And I think we're also limited by not dreaming big enough. And that talks about in that chapter about not only just dreaming big, but also seeing, can it be bigger? So often we limit ourselves even on our own thoughts about what's achievable into something that really seems doable today. But in order to get from here to the moon, you shoot for the stars, and even if you land on the moon, you've got a long, long way into achieving what you've set out to do.
So many people are negative in their thinking most of the time. Do you have any tips to get out of this negative self-talk and into a positive self-talk?
I do. In the book, in the Win the Battle in Your Head chapter, there's five or six different practical tips that I put forward. And the first one is about choosing positivity. It's actually making that choice to realize that, okay, I've got a negative voice in my head, I've got a positive voice, and too often I'm catching myself letting that negative voice win. So I'm going to become aware of that, and I'm going to choose to practice that positive mindset and internalize that. And that's one of the first steps. The second one is to list out positive thoughts. When you start this process, so often we forget about all these natural traits and abilities and blessings we have. To start to write out all the things you do well and all the things you feel good about it yourself, because that counteracts any of that negative mindset you have. Thirdly is that art of reframing, learning that art of reframing. And every time you start thinking or feeling those negative or unhelpful thoughts, you catch yourself, you become aware of that thought, and then you start to introduce a counterargument to that negative voice. And that realizing that, yeah, it may be negative today or I may not be able to do something today, but if I do this, this, and this, I can certainly get there. And then the last few are, remember, you're not alone, right? That everyone has this positive and negative voice. And if there's nothing else I'd emphasize, I would just like to make sure everyone understands that you are not the only one with a negative voice in our head. Even the most successful folks always have this self-doubt in the back of the head that's lingering. But those people who are most successful have found a way to counter that with all that positivity. And then five is, what's happened in the past has happened in the past, and that's why some of us have a negative mindset. We can either let that continue to rule our life going forward, or we can say today is a new day, and we're going to push forward with a different mindset and use those tools. And then the last thing I just remind people to do and really encourage folks to do is to dwell on their daily victories and keep a little binder by their bed. And just every night before they turn out the light and put their head on the pillow, they write down three things that happened that day that were victories, whether they're small or large or whatever, just constantly reminding that, okay, despite what may have been a challenging day, I still had these three successes. And getting in the habit of ending your day and going to bed with that positive stuff going through your mind is just a great habit to build, and it just builds on itself and becomes very, very powerful as you ultimately win that battle in your head and move on through the other steps.
A lot of people talk about having a vision statement. What's your take on having a vision statement?
That is absolutely one of the most important things we can do. I'm such a big believer. I didn't learn this until I was in my 30s about the importance of writing goals down and, more importantly, writing. And I talk about that, and I even have in the back of the book or on my website, there's a form about creating your own limitless life plan. And the key component of that is writing out that vision statement is in as explicit detail as you can think it. And the reason we do that, there's been a bunch of research, and I'm not an expert or a researcher by any means, but I've read a lot about it. And it's amazing how when we write things down and we write them with specific, crisp language and talk think about years or 20 years or 30 years, where we want to be in 30 years ago, almost as if we're writing a news article about ourselves with a bunch of detail. Once we do that, the act of doing that, somehow the brain grabs onto that, and then subconsciously, if not only writing it down, but if we're reviewing it on a regular basis and we're setting smaller goals on less on quarterly or annual basis points to build toward that vision statement, it's amazing how that comes to life. And I'm a perfect example of that. I wrote my first vision statement when I was 32, and revised it a few times and wrote another one at 43, and virtually everything I wrote down has come true because of the power of writing things down. And I just can't emphasize that enough. It's just proven time and time again, not only with myself, but with all the successful people I studied, the power of writing a vision statement down and capturing where you want to go and let your subconscious work with you to help you get there.
There has been a lot of interest, especially in the past, about the law of attraction. And that's a secular philosophy, but it's also in the Bible. And basically, it's what you think about, you attract to yourself. How important is that in your opinion?
Well, I think that's exactly true. And so much of that attraction or the attractiveness comes from attitude and belief and referring back to being a person that is positive about themselves. And if you're positive about yourself and your surroundings, and that kind of builds on itself, and that's attractive, right? If you're thinking big and working toward big dreams, that's attractive. And I think people are attracted to that. And I'm also, one of the chapters in the book talks about finding a champion or champions, mentors, folks who can help you along the way. Because anytime we set out to achieve our dreams and achieve big goals, we just don't do it by ourselves. And again, so many successful people talk about the people who help them along the way. And part of that is their own attraction, right? We, as people who are striving to get better, are attracted to people who can help us. And I've just found time and time again that people are willing to help others, people at levels of success that are ahead of us are almost always willing to give back and to help others who are trying to find their way. So that champion could be someone you don't even know today, just maybe know a name or have heard of. But by reaching out and taking that step, it's amazing what might be able to come out of it and how that attraction can help you and help them.
There is something called mastermind group where people get together and mastermind or think about things and get the input from other people in the group. And I was reading about one of the people who had a mastermind group, and he was talking, I think it was to Buckminster Fuller, and he was asking him as a mentor why he wasn't getting any farther when he had most everybody in his group was a millionaire. And Fuller said to him, well, that's the problem. Everybody in my group is a billionaire. So what I got from that was that the more successful people that you hang around with, the more successful you're going to be. If you hang around with people that aren't up to your level, they'll probably bring you down. So seek out the most successful people who have learned how to do it and be friends with them and get them to mentor you, and it will pull you up.
There is no doubt that it's so well said. And I'm such a believer in that. I don't know who did this study or analysis, but there's a study that we probably all heard of that you are the average of the 10 people you spend the most time with. And that's whether that's income or healthy relationships or partying or whatever it is, right? And so that's so true. And the other thing I've found, Wynn, is that typically our friends today are going to be the first ones to talk us out of breaking free and doing the things that are necessary to chase our dreams and to not just settle for where we are. Because when we announce or start to move toward a better, a more extraordinary life from the people we've kind of been with who are at our stage right now, they're quick to kind of talk us out of it because, one, they're threatened by it. Two, they don't want us to be different and leave their group. And so you almost have to break into or find new friends or champions in order to help you get to where you want to go, because the group that you spend all this time with or previously is not necessarily going to be your biggest fan. Now, that's not always the case, because sometimes our friends are already go-getters and we're lucky to be in that group, and that law of attraction worked for us when we're younger. But so often when we're in our 20s and 30s and beyond, we're with the average of the 10, we're the average of the 10 people we spend the most time with.
I talk to a lot of authors, as you might imagine, and I have heard that this coming year there will be about 1 million new books produced in this country. So that means that the people that I talk to, they've got to share the entire book market with 1 million people. And to do that, to be successful, you have to not only market your book, but be able to tell people why they should get your book as opposed to one of the other millions of books. So why should they get your book, and how do they get it?
Well, in terms of why, I'll go back to what we talked about earlier, Wynn, which was there are enough, in my opinion, there's enough 350 self-help books out, 350-page self-help books out there that go into minute detail and are kind of the latest and greatest version of achieving your dreams. And what I didn't want to do was follow that crowd. I wanted to do something that was simple, that was powerful, that was based on things that I've actually observed and learned about others, and I put it into place in my own life. And so that was number one, simple, and that's why I intentionally made it less than 150 pages. I also realized that I'm not the guru, right? That none of the stuff I have, I've invented, right? I'm not pretending that I've reinvented the wheel. And so at the end of every chapter, I've added all those other resources so that people who read this and say, you know, I want to learn more, I want to dig deeper, they can go watch podcasts or read other books on the subject that are from the real experts about those particular topics. And then that idea of the workbook format where people can actually move it from book to action, right? And I refer back to my comments about writing things down. When we write things down, we dramatically increase the chance of them happening. And if we don't, it just those goals or dreams just bang around in our head and eventually just kind of fall out. And so people should read my book if they are trying to find a way to get to the next level or to achieve their dreams or to break out of a stagnation period where they don't feel that their real talents are being leveraged. And it's a book that can be read in a couple of hours, but yet can be returned to time and time again to continue to drive home the points of not just Pete's invention as the author, but the compilation of what other successful people have done for so long. And for those who are interested in reading the book, you can find it on Amazon at Limitless. If you search Limitless, Pete Rupert or Peter Rupert, the book will pop up. Or if they want to go to my website and learn more about the book and me and our programs, they can go to www.peterupert.com. Again, peterupert.com, not Peter, because that was already taken. So peterupert.com, and there they can actually order the book right there as well, or find out more information or communicate directly with us, et cetera.
Well, thanks for that that information. I think that I will spend a minute and give you the same information on my book or one of my books, and that would be Freedom from Addiction 3. I'm working on an update right now, Freedom from Addiction 4, which hopefully I'll be able to bring out shortly. But at any rate, if you have any of 30 different addictive behaviors, and they go all over the realm of human existence, and most everybody has one or more, and if you have any of the 20 different symptoms of the disease of addiction, then you would want to read this book. It's a workbook also, and apply the principles so that you can get rid of that and have a happier, more fulfilling life. It has such a high success rate that if you do three things, you always get cured. And the things are that, one, you have to really want to get well. Two, you have to believe you can. And three, as a result of those two things, you will do the program, which is in the book. And so I give the opportunity for people who have any kind of addiction, and I define addiction as if you have any behavior that you find out is hurting you or hurting someone you love and you can't stop it, then you're addicted to it. So if you just think about that, you'll find probably something that fits that description. And I have a podcast to which you're listening to today, which is the longest running spiritually based podcast in the country. And you can get that by going to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no spaces, no caps. And you can go over to my website, which is www.revwynhendersonmd.com, and get the fuller story on the addiction problem. And so that's my pitch for the day. We're about out of time, Peter. What would you like to tell the audience that we haven't already talked about before we quit?
Well, first of all, Wynn, thanks so much for having me on your show, and I've really enjoyed it. And just to your audience, I would just remind them that where they are today is not permanent, that the world is limitless. Their talents are boundless, and where there's a will, there's a way. And what I hope I can do is, if they use my book and follow the steps, that they can indeed achieve their dreams, whether they're 20 or 50 or what have you. Chance to go out and by following this formula that's been used by many, many more successful people than I am, that they can indeed achieve their dreams and launch their one extraordinary life.
Absolutely. When I was younger, I thought, well, I've got a lot of time left. I can procrastinate. But now, as I'm 72 and I'm probably down to only 30 years or less, I've got to try to do as much as I can, as often as I can, with the highest quality I can, to be totally successful. And if you keep that kind of perspective and you believe that you can do something and you get after it every day, it's not too long before you accomplish your dreams. And I'd just like to leave everyone with that thought, that it's hardly ever too late. Peter, thank you for being on the program today. We really appreciate your time and your expertise and your knowledge, and hope that you continue what you're doing. It's very important work, and I congratulate you on that.
Thank you, Wynn. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate the time.